Good morning and welcome back to Eye on Houston. I'm Greg O, and with me from Boys and Girls Club of Greater Houston is Mark Martin, the Senior Director, Board of Governance and Communications.
Good morning.
It's very nice to meet you. Now, your title, I tell you what, I don't know what the title is above you, but you sound like you're about one of the most important people I could be talking to from Boys and Girls Club of Greater Houston.
Today I am.
You don't want that responsibility.
Don't tell my boss.
Please. Now, for people tuning in, we've got some great activities and events happening for America's 250th birthday I want to get to with Boys and Girls Club of Greater Houston. But first, Mark, tell me and those listening that know the name, Boys and Girls Club, what is it? What is it about? What's the mission?
Yeah, our mission is to inspire youth, especially those who need us most, to reach their full potential as productive and caring citizens. That's what we do every day, Monday through Friday.
Now, that encapsulates a lot in one sentence. What areas of life do you inspire these children in?
I would say all areas. We have 20 clubs across the region. Each club has their own personality, but our focus is mostly on academic success, career, college and workforce readiness, healthy lifestyles, and workforce development.
It's so great because children today, in so many ways, have been derailed by the electronics and the media, and they're not growing up with the proper social skills to navigate life. So where do you begin when that happens? When these children come to you, and how do they come to you?
They come from a lot of different places. It depends on the communities. We have a lot of schools that we work with, so the schools are our feeder partners. But also, they come from, from their communities. And what's important to us is, while we know that, you know, you mentioned the phones and the technology, well, while you won't walk into one of our clubs and see kids just sitting around in the bleachers or in a room on their phone, depending on the type of programming that they're participating in, they may actually have their phones, because we know that AI and technology are a big part. But you'll also see sports activities going on. You'll also see arts and crafts. You'll also see leadership activities. You'll see youth shadowing, job shadowing, a lot of different things. So our goal is to truly prepare our youth for their next steps in their lives and to be the next leaders here in Houston.
I like that. You're not ignoring what is the future, and that is the technology. You're working with it.
Exactly. To ignore would make us obsolete in the work that we do, in our mission and our vision for what we want for these youth, you know, here locally and also through the national chapters.
When I'm reading through some of the material, especially about what we're going to get into for 4th of July and America 250, I sense that you and the people at Boys and Girls Club of Greater Houston are on a bit of an educational mission as well.
Every day it's about the education. You know, we know all youth that are going to graduate aren't necessarily going to go to college. We want to make sure that they're ready for the next step, whether that's the military, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's taking over the family business. But regardless of which step they decide to take, education is a major component.
I love that you suggest the military as well, because that service to our country not only will deepen your love for America and serving, but you will also get a heck of an education. And if someone came from a background with little to no discipline, now you'll get straightened out. And
that's a great way of looking at it.
I think so. Now, with America 250 and July 4th, let's talk about some of the upcoming events that Boys and Girls Club of Greater Houston has got going on.
You know, I'm always hesitant to talk about it because we're so excited about this that we don't want to spoil it.
Is it classified?
It's almost classified, like the 4th of, you know, the paperwork of the 4th of July. But, you know, we're really excited to share that we're going to be constructing a huge mural in our parking lot at our headquarters. You know, we're going to be paying our homage to America's 250. So it's going to say Happy 250th. And it's going to be a youth-led youth mural with a local artist.
That's great. Local artists, and then the children as well will participate.
We'll have 3 days of work. The first day, our artists will get out there and sketch it all out for the kids. As a part of it, when they show up on the second day and the third day, they will get educational lessons. We're always talking about education, but the educational lessons will be focused on the purpose of the project that they're working on.
Sure. The history of the country.
250 years of history.
Which in many respects today, you know, blame it on whatever you want to blame it on. History is not really being taught in schools like it was taught to us when we
That's what I hear. I was in school a long time ago, but when we had probably Rockford books instead of paperbacks. But yeah, right. What I hear is that I agree with you. And it's unfortunate because there's so much history in 250 years. You know, so we do our part at Boys and Girls Club. You know, this is our way of saying we want to make sure that our youth and the families and our communities and partners that we serve, you know, understand what's going on here and the importance of what we're doing.
This mural is going to be at the headquarters of Boys and Girls Club of Greater Houston, which is 815 Crosby Street.
That's correct. And the good thing about it is that we're right outside of downtown. So if you're working in one of those skyscrapers in the downtown area, you'll be able to look right outside the window and see this in the parking lot.
Oh, that is special.
Super awesome.
And you really can't tell me what it is.
We can talk about it. Right? I mean, you know, it's classified, but, you know, you're a VIP now. It's me and you here this morning.
Yeah. Mark Martin is the Senior Director, Board of Governance and Communications for Boys and Girls Club of Greater Houston. But tell me a little bit more about this.
All right. So I'm going to tell you a bit, but you got to do one thing. Don't tell anybody else. Our secret.
I'm in the media.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So you know what that means.
The cat's out the bag. No, we're excited. You know, it's a great opportunity. If I could describe it, it's a 300-foot by 50-foot mural. So it's really big. If you're picturing that, you're picturing probably the top of your parking lot here that I pulled up in. It's going to be bigger than that.
300 feet?
By 50.
By 50 feet?
Yes.
Wow.
And so it's going to include a message, happy 250th. There's going to be a huge American flag in the middle, no deviations from the original American flag. And then on the right, there's going to be a scroll that says, "We the Kids." So all of the kids that worked on this particular project will have the opportunity to sign their names on the scroll.
Wow, that's great.
And most importantly, we're using safe paint. So we're taking care of the
environment.
The environment. Thank you. I can't get the word out.
We're
taking care of the environment.
That's all right. I just hope that, you know, it stays up for a while.
You know, we're in Houston. It all depends on the rain. you know, and here's the thing. Originally, we were going with the chalk-based thing because we wanted it to be somewhat temporary, but we know that we would have more challenges. And the chalk wasn't as environmentally safe. So we do our research, and we're going to teach the kids about all of that as well as the importance of the work they're doing. So every day they do this work, there'll be lessons tied to it. We have some of our stakeholders, some of our board members that will come out and work on this project with our kids, and some of our staff will be out there. So it'll be just a couple of great days of work on a great project that we'll all be proud of, and then we'll have a holiday and rest and come back and start all over again.
When these kids come in and you're doing the teaching part of America 250 in the history of the country, do you make it a point to do it in a way where the kids aren't just sitting there going, la, 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 la. You know what I mean? Do you make it exciting and interactive for them?
We have to. You know, this summer alone, we're serving over 3,500 youth. And we don't have those youth in the club if we're not doing things that are entertaining and that are keeping their attention. So one of the reasons we chose the artist that we chose, Kimmy Gillespie, is because she's a former educator as well. So she knows how to do both. She's a great artist who designed this mural, but she's also excited about the opportunity to teach not just about America's 250, but about art for those youth that are interested in arts and crafts,
wow,
or fine arts. You know, there are a lot of different components that are being served here: leadership, arts and crafts, America 250, mm-hmm, working outdoors, putting that cell phone down for a little while. So a lot of different components can be covered, yep, in one project.
take extra care with the creative kids, because those of us that were creatives couldn't find our way. We didn't know what the heck to do. You know, someone who's good at numbers, okay, you can be an accountant. Mm-hmm. You can go be a CEO.
If you argue, you can be a good lawyer.
You'd be a good lawyer.
Yeah.
What do? You like to paint pictures? Go sit in the corner.
Uh-huh. But now you get to go paint in a big parking lot, and you can't mess anything up, and nobody's going to chastise you.
Now, there's also another thing that is going on, which I think is it adds to the inspiration that you do in these children, the time capsule, the America 250 time capsule.
As excited as I am about the mural, which is a really big thing, and we feel like we'll get a lot of, you know, that'll be a lot of opportunities for influencers to come out and take pictures and do the things that influencers do, the media. I really love this time capsule project because it just has like really personal meaning to it. We're going to take groups of eighth graders at three of our clubs. They're going to work on this. They're the class of 2026. 5 years from now, they'll be the class of 2031. They're going to go back in and open these time capsules and see what they did 5 years ago and what was going on in the city of Houston and in the world.
Yeah, that's a neat thing. Now, will the time capsule continue to be put away after that so that it'll live on?
I think it's a great question. And, you know, we made a small investment in these capsules. So, you know, I honestly don't think we haven't gotten that far, but I think that's a great suggestion. So maybe you should come out and put something in there too, so that we can see what's going on 5 years and then 10 years from now as well.
Right.
What I also like about it is, you know, we have to be strategic. So when I was doing the research on this time capsule project, you know, we always think of the traditional time capsule that's buried underground.
Correct.
Well, now they have time capsules that can sit on shelves.
Oh.
So we decided not to dig up dirt, not to have to go through all of that, make it easy. This time capsule will be sitting on a shelf in each of the clubs that are involved and listed, you know, do not open until 2031.
Very good. Yeah. One thing that wouldn't be a problem for me, I won't have any less hair.
I'll share.
And there's also the Youth Town Hall in July. Talk about that for Boys and Girls Club of Greater Houston.
Yeah, the Youth Town Hall is something that we do annually. We engage our high school students with public officials. They get to talk directly about the different things that are happening currently in the current state of the U.S., the city of Houston. This year, we'll do the same, but we'll also have a focus on the 250th birthday as well. So there'll be some educational components to that. But this is where our youth have the opportunity to have voice and talk directly to city leaders, city officials, and leaders within our organization to, you know, educational purpose, to gain knowledge, but also to let them know what they're thinking about or what's important to them.
It also gets them more comfortable in being a part of their local community.
Showing up as leaders.
All politics is local.
Mm-hmm.
It's where things begin at the grassroots.
And we're selfish. You know, we're Boys and Girls Club of Greater Houston, so while we are part of a national affiliate, we always say that Houston, Texas is the best. So our focus is here because we want to continue to be the best. In order to do that, you've got to shape and groom the youth who are going to be doing this when we're going fishing.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Because I feel like going fishing.
I feel like going fishing today, too.
The people that are working with Boys and Girls Club of America and Houston, course, are they all volunteer employees, or do you have
we have a staff of over 175 paid employees.
Okay.
A lot of the staff that are in the clubs are part-time staff, so they're there during the time when the kids are there. So Monday through Friday during the regular school year, 3 to 7, staff probably works a 5-hour day. So these are like college kids that are working a part-time job, or someone that just, this is their choice. So most of the staff that work, most of the people, the adults that work with our youth are paid staff of Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Houston. Now, we do have a lot of volunteer opportunities, and we also have a 45-member board, and you'll see those board members out in the club volunteering as well.
Very nice. Very good. Sounds like with 20 chapters in the Greater Houston area, Boys and Girls Club of Greater Houston is busy.
We're busy. We serve over 63,000 youth each year.
Do you know offhand, statistically, of those children that you touch and influence, what percentage of them go on and do bigger and better things. I'm sure you've got success stories.
Yeah, we're tracking right over 90% of success stories, and we're doing more every day, every year to continue to track the success of those that graduate out of our program, go on to college or to the military or those things. We're doing a better job of tracking alumni is what we call it. And so every day, every year, we get new numbers, all related to the healthy lifestyles, all related to who went to college, who went to the military. We track all of that information to ensure that we are able to respond. But also when it comes to writing grants and sharing information with potential donors and board members, we have the right information to share out.
You're teaching the values of work ethic, temperance, moderation, mm-hmm. all of those values that as Americans, in many cases, people still hold on to, but we're watching erode in a sense. But you're doing your part here in Houston with the children. And I can't thank you enough for what you're doing.
Thank you.
What can the person listening right now, who's looking forward to seeing that mural on Crosby Street, right?
That's right.
That's going to go up.
June 30th, we'll start on the project, and it'll be unveiled on July 2nd.
On July 2nd on Crosby Street. What is the...
815 Crosby?
Yeah, near downtown. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to see it. So we want to take part in that. We want to see, you know, the fruits of your labor. But what can the average person do who's listening right now that could lend a hand to Boys and Girls Club?
Yeah, one of the biggest things that we're working on now is to be known as thought leaders when it comes to youth services. So the first thing they can do is trust us and trust the work that we're doing, because once you trust, then you support more. Now, if they want to learn more about us, they can visit our website at bgcgh.org. That's Boy Girl Club Greater Houston.org. There's information there about our programming, ways to get involved, ways to donate. Donut, I'm hungry.
I want a donut too. Oh, it's Sunday, man. Shipley apple fritter. That's my jam.
I'm a Krispy Kreme kind of guy. Sorry, Texas. But yeah, to ways to donate. You know, if someone is interested in joining our board, getting involved, hosting events, all of that information is on our website.
Very good. Mark Martin, Boys and Girls Club of Greater Houston. Great to talk to you this morning. Absolutely. I'm psyched for what you're up to, and I can't wait to see that mural.
That's right. Now let's go get this donut.
And we'll be right back on Eye on Houston.